Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. You are the spiritual army. Ezekiel's gospel movement. Then looking at the Israelites' spiritual state, then we can actually see ourselves. The Bible is really telling us the accurate state, spiritual state of ourselves and of this age. The Bible was actually written for a thousand years ago, but it's not really the story back then. Even right now, it's really telling us our state. It says the dried bones, which means that it's actually dead state. The spiritually, it's dead. Because we are separate from God, and spiritually speaking, we are all dead. It's not being sick. It's not just unfortunate. The Bible tells us that you are actually spiritually dead. Ephesians 2:1. As for you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins. And then completely we have no power. Because spiritually death, the faith, it does, faith itself doesn't really exist. Because spiritually you're dead. You can't actually have the repent because you're dead. You're completely the slave of the sins. It's not really like you want to do it. You have no choice but to commit sins. What kind of sin is that? Then going against God. You just go to against it, against God. You don't have any power whatsoever, so that you can't actually go to the God's word. Even if you have all the treasures of this world, it's impossible for you to go against the sin. You can have all the power, all the knowledge. There's no way for you to set yourself free from the sins. And Romans 3:23 says all the people are dead. All the humans are actually all dead. But there's no difference among the people who are in the church if they don't really believe in God. And then just like the dry bones, we are all spiritually dead. There's no hope. There's no answer. There is a question that you can ask yourself. Do you hate sin? If you are okay with it, then you're spiritually devastated. Do you hate Satan? Or you don't care? Then you can actually see your spiritual state. Genesis 3:15. Then it says that he will put enmity between me and Satan. Because I'm the child of God, then all the sins in Satan should be enemy of yours. If you're spiritually ill and devastated, if you're really indifferent spiritually, they don't know the sin, then it's not really like they don't like sin. They'll be more looking for that pleasure. It's okay if I commit sins, because God will be forgiven us. I'm a child of God, and then Christ has really finished everything, so it should be fine. That means that you are spiritually dead, and we don't even know the Satan's work. It's not really you don't hate Satan. you actually like the Satan's culture. Why? Because it fulfills you. It fills you, and at that very moment, this treasure will be feeling good. And if I don't like this, and then people don't like me, how about you? Do you like the sin in yourself? Do you hate the work of Satan? What is the problem with the human? It's not really about the problem with that person. It's about the work of Satan. But I don't like this person. You're actually spiritually dead. You're spiritually dull. Are you afraid of God? Who are you afraid of? God or your mom? Who is more scary? I'm afraid of God. But you will be disobedient. Then you don't care if you're going to pray or not. Even if you don't listen to God's word. But I really have to listen to that person's celebrity's word. I really have to listen to this singer's song. We really like the human more than God. That's why, more than with God, you'll be centered with people. Because you will listen to the word of human, and then you live your life like that, you're spiritually dead. Rather than coming toward God, then I prefer the people will come to me. Spiritually dead. Instead of kneeling down before God, I prefer to just have fun with people. Your spiritual state is devastated. Those who really believe in God, those people who really look upon God, then they don't really forgive the sin. That's why they always give the confession of their sin. And they don't really like the work of Satan, so that they won't be tempted. They won't be deceived. They try to be awake spiritually. Those people who are afraid of God more than the people, they try to have the walk of faith in front of God. It's not really about this person. I don't want this person to hate me. I don't want to be abandoned by God. I don't want to leave from God. That's why their walk of faith will be centered with God instead of being with the people. Those people who are with God. What kind of thing that God is just trying to talk to me? Instead of people's person's word, always try to listen to that God's word, and that's why they pray, because they want to know, but they want to get close to God. Those people who really believe in God, they will gather in front of God. Of course, it's important to just hang out with people, but they will prioritize the time to go before God. But they don't yield. They don't compromise it. So, which one is it? It's spiritual person or the physical person? Spiritual person hates the sin and Satan. Spiritual person is always afraid of God. Then spiritual person always centered with God. Spiritual person prioritize the time to kneel down before God. You have to look at yourself and confirm. I'm more devastated and dried more than I thought, because I'm in the church, because I give worship. I go to the regional church. Then I thought it was okay. But if I look into it, I was always centered with people and give worship. Because if I don't go to the service, then someone will say something about it. Sometimes you will think like that. But whenever it is and you kneel down before God, thank you for really showing all these kind of things to me. Why? Because God's purpose is to really restore me. God's promise is always a promise of resurrection. It's not really end with the destruction. Because God really gives the hope. The same thing with the Genesis 3. Before all the hardships and the pains, God gave us the covenant. God's plan is always for the restoration. You have to believe in it. Even if your state of the like drying bones, even if you're not dried, it's also fine. We don't even know when we become dried bones. There is possibility because we are human. We are the sinners. But not to be. God is the resurrection Lord. Then you really have to believe in it and then should really preach the gospel. How exactly should we really have the gospel movement? I will talk about it in a little more details. It doesn't really matter if you're in a good state or a bad state. You have to proclaim the word of God. Your state doesn't matter. Good state, bad state. Because you have really received a status to preach the gospel. Why is that? 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross, the message of the Christ, is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, who believes, it is the power of God. Even if you're in the bad state, you have the power to proclaim the word of God. When exactly the messengers actually receive the most grace is that when we proclaim it. Even if we are in the bad condition, when we really proclaim the word of God, when the Holy Spirit really works upon me and then will be revived. Hebrews 4:12. Then God's word is alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. It's the healing power. That's the God's word. And this word of God, John 5:24. Then it's the power to shift, cross over from death to life. And God has gave us the mission to proclaim this covenant. So you gotta remember this. Ephesians 2:5-6. Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up to Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. It's that message of the resurrection. We were dead in the transgressions. We were alive again and with God. With Jesus, and we were seated with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. We were dead and we were hell. And then through the word of God, and then our status has been really changed. All these things are really given by the grace. Then to you and to those people whom you're going to meet, you have to proclaim this word of God. When you really take the action, then the Holy Spirit will be working upon you. How? Colossians 3:16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all the wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. You should really make sure that the Christ should be planted in you. And with the gratitude, you have to give praise. Do you give the gratitude and the praise to God to really intentionally make that time? It's not just because you have time and listen to the praise or because you're in the worship. In front of God, with the gratitude, do you really give thanksgiving and then praise? Ephesians 5:18-20. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God and Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say that don't drink. Don't get drunk on wine. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. With the Spirit speaking to one another, with psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, have forum, then give thanksgiving to God. Always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You really have to. John 14:15-16. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Those people who love God will keep the word. So that because Christ will directly ask God to keep the word. God, this person is just trying to keep the word with God. Please give, then send the advocate to this person to keep. Colossians 3:1-2. Since then you have been raised, Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Then you have been raised with Christ, see your hearts on things above, not the things on the earth, not the things that will disappear, not the things that is temporary. Things in the heaven, this eternal crown of God. And seek for the God's kingdom things. You really have to take actions for that. Romans 12, 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Always think about what the God's will is. What is the God good things about God? What is accepted? What can be accepted by God? You really have to change your mind. You have to renew in your thoughts. You have to really take actions for this. When you grab hold onto the covenant and take actions, and then God will be working upon you through the Holy Spirit. When you really take actions according to your word, when we really proclaim the word of God, then you really have to pray so that you can actually prophesy to the breath. Because you're a spiritual person, there are the things in common in the Bible, in the history. And then those who are the one who will really... The spiritual person will not kneel down before Satan, before human, or before their weakness. Just only one person. They will really kneel down before God. Hebrews 4:16. Acts 4:31. Those people who really pray, then God will really walk upon them by the Holy Spirit. If we don't really have the Word of God, then we will become someone like the dried bones. Acts 1:8. Only when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be my witnesses. Those people who are really praying, then the Holy Spirit worked upon them. Starting from Jerusalem and to all the Judea and Samaria, to the end of the earth, then all the armies of angels the spiritual armies had really risen. So the prayer is the key. You kneel down before God and you really have to pray before God. What is the proof that God, Holy Spirit comes upon you? Can you see some stars above you? You can't see them. How can you really know that the Spirit was, Holy Spirit was working upon you? Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, of self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who are filled with the Holy Spirit will be full of love. Are you full of love? You should be filled with the love of God. Then the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Do you have joy? If you're really filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll be full of joy. Even if you fight, you're still in peace. Are you in peace? There had been fight, right? I can see the fight on your face. You have to pray. Please give me the Holy Spirit. Fill the Holy Spirit. Please give me the peace that cannot be provided in this world. Then you will have the forbearance, which means that your vessel will be much bigger. You can accept the problems. You can accept the pains. You can accept the persecutions. You can be kind. It's not really about you. Then you can actually think about others. How can I really support this guy, this person? You try to be try to receive benefit even first before, but even if it becomes my loss and goodness, you'll be thinking of the benefit for God. What is the benefit for God? You'll be really thinking of it. But we always think, what's good for me? If it's good, then you will glorify God later. But if you're really filled with the Holy Spirit, what is good for God? All these poor time and all these things, you will be really accepted by the people, admitted by the people, and then also God. You have the gentleness. You don't really think about those people who are really fighting. Then you don't really try to avoid it. How can they get reconciled? You'll be really thinking of those things. And then they started again. God, how long will it be this time? Then we say that let's pray, I will pray, but we can't. Those people who are really have the gentleness will be thinking of how to be one. They'll be really talking about then, listening to the both sides, and we try to give worship, and then you're gonna pray, they're gonna pray, so that all the peace will be upon us, upon them. And then all that, we have the self-control, especially for your the desires, all the motives about that hope. Then that's how they can actually have the self-control. All this bad habit, all the bad things that they've done, all the desires of the sins. So they couldn't really have the self-control if they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and all the physical desire will leave. They want to know more about God. They will go there to listen to the God's word. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you really take actions, you will really have this kind of fruit throughout this week. And all these people in the world will really look at it and then say, I want to be like that, because they want to change their self. They want to get better. But they can't do that. Why? Because they are dead in sin. The God is not with them yet. That's why through us, even though the miserable sinner like me, then someone who doesn't have the power whatsoever like me, because of the blood of Christ, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, someone like me can actually have that status, so to be really changed, to really show that. So God is really raising and forming this kind of spiritual army. We are the spiritual army. What does that mean? To fight against sins. You have to fight against the sin. The spiritual soldier is the one who can actually fight against the sin. Then if they really grab hold on to the Christ, they can have the victory. We're the spiritual army. We should really fight against Satan. The work of Satan, all the temptation of Satan, all the system and the culture of Satan. And for what we actually fight? For the sake of the God's kingdom. In this world, they're fighting for their own country. Presidents really fighting for themselves. Some people really look at these battles, and then some people start saying that maybe the Christ will come very soon, but it's not really. The battles and wars right now, it's a message for us. It's a message to really raise up the spiritual army. All this problem of the battle is a work of Satan. Of course, God allows it. So that the real army should raise up. You have to pray for Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran. They have been attacked from these surrounding countries. Every Friday, we share this word of God to the pastors. This is the time, the best time for us to really experience the work and power of God. It is the very time schedule for in Pakistan to really experience the prayer. It's all the same. Because of very few Christians, and then because of their prayer, all this work was really happening. It's the same to us, same thing to our problems. There is no other way to solve it. We really have to experience the work of God. Then as the spiritual army, you have to really experience that prayer. We have to restore the prayer. All the time you bow down, kneel down before God, just like Ezekiel, we have to boldly preach the gospel. You grab hold on to that covenant throughout this week as the spiritual soldier and army. I bless all of you to experience that prayer throughout this week's pulpit message. Then God's plan is always the restoration. That's why God really gave us the gospel. Let us be used for the sake of this gospel movement as the armies of spiritual army. Let us really have that life of the evangelist. Let's pray for this time, for this person that you've been really praying for. Let us pray.